In the past, they've been rivals in the Middle East, but today the leaders of Iran, Russia and Turkey are holding a summit to build on an unexpected new three-way alliance in the region. It's aimed at controlling the outcome of the civil war in Syria and may also be taking advantage of the West's reluctance to engage militarily in the country. And it's all happening on the day President Donald Trump declared that he wants US forces to pull out of Syria as soon as possible. Peter Lloyd reports.
3 years ago, they were feuding over the downing by Turkey of a Russian military jet. But today in Ankara, the leaders of Russia and Turkey have been toasting a 180-degree turn in relations, meeting to watch the start of construction of Turkey's first nuclear power station. It's being built by the Russian state nuclear energy agency Rosatom. Turkey's president, Tayyip Erdogan.
Akkuyu tüm üniteleriyle devreye girdiğinde...
When all of the units go online, standalone, it will meet 10% of Turkey's energy needs. So we're going to make our energy basket, which depends heavily on petrol, natural gas and coal, healthier.
And it's not just energy ties that are flourishing. Turkey is Russia's number one tourist destination, and in Ankara, shops post signs in Cyrillic language. Genghis Khan sells fur coats.
Having good relations with Russia is positive for us. But Europe is doing everything to destroy it. If the EU liked us so much, they would let us in.
But the track to EU membership has stalled since Turkey's coup and crackdown, so now Turkey is pivoting away from the West and towards Moscow. Ankara has even bought a missile defence system from Moscow that worries NATO. Russia's Vladimir Putin has his eyes on even deeper military ties.
In the military sphere, our priority is to fulfil a contract to supply Turkey with S-400 Triumph missile systems. We expect the upcoming meeting of a targeted government-level commission to thoroughly discuss future supplies of Russia's modern military production.
So, a cosy new strategic two-way, becoming a summit of three later today, after the arrival of Iran's President Hassan Rouhani in Ankara. There is just one main item on the agenda, Syria. Chloré Tauseg is a specialist in the region with the foreign policy research group, the Brookings Institute. She says what unites these three leaders is less shared interests than a shared antagonism towards the West.
In my opinion, what's drawing the three of them closer together is a lack of U.S. strategy in Syria. And as long as Turkey feels that its interests vis-a-vis the Kurds in the country are not being taken care of, it will closely align with Russia and Iran there.
And by political coincidence, it's all happening on the same day that Donald Trump was speaking in the White House about the limits of U.S. interests in Syria under a presidency that began with the mantra America First.
Our primary mission in terms of that was getting rid of ISIS. We've almost completed that task.
2,000 U.S. personnel are in Syria fighting the remnant forces of the so-called Islamic State. But Mr. Trump has had enough of America's spending treasure in the Middle East.
We will have, as of 3 months ago, $7 trillion in the Middle East over the last 17 years. We get nothing out of it, nothing.
An influence vacancy that Russia, Iran, and Turkey seem likely to exploit.
Peter Lloyd reporting.